welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Lisa Becton, the Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Becton.
Thank you for having me.
The Swine Health Information Center is stepping up monitoring of the porcine reproductive and respiratory syndrome variant 1C.5.32. Why is this variant of particular concern at this point?
This particular variant causes significant health implications in production, and it's seen by an increase in piglet mortality and decrease of weaning pig performance. It is a dominant strain in the United States, with both Iowa and Minnesota being an epicenter of activity. However, it's been identified in 15 states and within 20 major systems, and so the virus has very widespread reach and implications for production in these areas.
Who is tracking the infection, and how, and with what objectives in mind?
There are multiple ways that CHIC is involved in monitoring for this virus. And the objective really is to continue to identify new and emerging strains, characterize existing strains, as well as being able to identify regionally where they're at and what animals are being affected. From Iowa State University, there's the Swine Disease Reporting System and the PERS Outbreak Management Program, which very in-depth assesses and monitors trends in viral detection, as well as where detections are located and the different case detections occurring through the diagnostic laboratory. From University of Minnesota, there's the Morrison Swine Health Monitoring Projects and the variants under monitoring that also characterize and detail what are happening on the farm, what is the case detections, and are they increasing or decreasing at farms? Again, trying to understand and help inform on the scope, the trends of virus detection, and who and where they are affected on farm.
How are PERS virus infection patterns changing, and where, to what extent, and what is driving that change?
PERS is an RNA virus which inherently has an ability to change quite rapidly. And so having the ability to monitor for these changes is extremely important. For example, the variants under monitoring has identified the 1C.5.32 as a category 4, which means there's sustained growth and widespread dissemination affecting greater than 100 production sites in less than 6 months. And so this does indicate a severity and spread of the outbreak. And other monitoring, it's noted that 90% of cases of this variant are located in Iowa and Minnesota, with approximately 80% in grow finish production. What all of this monitoring does is show the interconnected nature of production and reinforces our need to be able to survey for these variances, really tighten our biosecurity in targeted areas such as grow finish, but also having the ability to rapidly respond to reduce the production impact if these viruses are detected.
What are the implications of these changing patterns for the North American swine sector?
It is concerning because the variant 1C.5.32 has been showing greater production losses and more severity in breeding herds. It's really important to continue to monitor these changes to see what happens in the clinical presentation associated with these viruses and potential changes, and how does that affect the severity into the field. All of this is very important, again, to really hone in on the best health management for pigs affected.
What are the recommendations for North American pork producers?
Again, it's important to be aware of what viruses are located in what regions to help potentially minimize regional spread. But it's also important to know the age groups that are seeing more outbreaks. So, for example, increasing biosecurity in grow finish populations is very important, not only to prevent spread within grow finish, but also to prevent spread and transmission back upstream towards sow production. So monitoring of these changes helps to assist producers and their veterinarians to ID emerging trends and threats, along with increasing regional awareness of the virus and helpfully strengthening preparedness.
How can anyone interested get more information?
See, you can see the full report in the Schick July newsletter.
And is there anything you would like to add?
For this information and much, much more, you can go to swinehealth.org.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our guest has been Dr. Lisa Becton, the Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.